This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Let it go, let it go. Let it blossom, let it flow. In the sun, rain, the snow.
11:33, 590 The Fan, Hollywood Casino Press Box, Martin Kilcoyne, flying solo, Frank back, I believe, on Thursday, a little vacation before baseball begins and before the hockey playoffs begin. The Blues have a fourth and final game of this homestand, which is about as good as it could have gone. Remember, they dusted off Hitch and the Oilers, won their Thursday game, their Saturday game, their 3-0 on the homestand, took care of the Red Wings, and then Tampa Bay, best team in hockey by far. Chris Kerber, voice of the Blues, joining us. Kerbs, how are you?
Doing great, Martin. How are you today?
I was saying earlier, Tampa Bay has got 120 points. Like, people don't realize they're not just the best team in the NHL. They're just blowing the field away. So when you beat that team, not only once, but twice, I mean, do you think that means a little more in the room for the psyche of this team, knowing that what they've been able to do against that team?
Yeah, I think it absolutely does. I think that this team knows and believes, and actually I know this because I've asked probably half the group at this point about it, and I don't think it's just the typical answer you'd expect to get, but yeah, this team now believes that they can play and they can beat anybody, and they'll tell you that there was a time earlier this year where they were doubting themselves, and that's not the case right now. I guarantee you, they're going into this game with some pretty doggone good confidence in Vegas tonight. And they're 10-1-1 since the trade deadline. Stone has solidified their second line. They can score on the power play. They've been absolutely outstanding. But the Blues played them twice in November. They played them before the Blues even had their turnaround, and they beat them 5-3 one time and 4-1. You know, and that 4-1 game was in Vegas. So they're going into these games with some pretty doggone good confidence.
Yeah, the Blues are sitting with seven games to go. They've got 88 points. Let's say you're even being cautiously pessimistic and say, well, they're only going to win four of their last seven, which is too low. But if you did that, that would be another 8 points. You're talking about a 90. This team is going to push 100 points after what was clearly a rough start. Early January, lowest point total in the league. I mean, when you start thinking about where the points are going to end up, it's really stunning from January to this point.
Yeah, it really is. And what's even spectacular, and you keep it a little more, you know, micro in terms of just the action today, you know, if the Blues can get a victory to here today and Nashville were to lose to Minnesota, and Nashville's playing in Minnesota tonight, and Nashville were to lose in regulation, the Blues would actually take over second place in the Central Division, still with a game in hand on the Nashville Predators. So, and on top of that, at least the way the standings are as of today, the Blues have one more win in the regulation overtime win column than Nashville does. And if it were to go to the second tiebreaker, the Blues win the second tiebreaker because of head-to-head play. So Blues have put themselves in a terrific spot here. And, you know, Martin, you look at it, and the Blues are going to make the playoffs this year. With Arizona losing last night, it's a magic number of three. So it's a good situation for the Blues no matter who wins tonight between Nashville and Minnesota, because Minnesota and Arizona are tied basically for that number nine spot. So if a victory by the Blues today, and no matter what, they get to within 1 point of officially clinching a playoff spot. But having said that, it's another 40-win season. It's six consecutive 40-win seasons. You've got to go back to 2007-2008, the last time the Blues had a losing season. You look at, you know, the playoff standpoint, and when they clinch a playoff spot this year, it will be the 33rd time in the last 39 years that the Blues have made it to the playoffs. And I get it. You get all you know the negative people out there, the people that I like to stir up right now by just talking about what 500 in hockey is and have some fun with that. But, you know, no cup. Well, the reality of it is you've also got a team, say, like Buffalo that has no cup, that has only made the playoffs four times in the last 16 years. You've got the Carolina Hurricanes who have missed the playoffs 9 years in a row. You've got the Edmonton Oilers who have made the playoffs once in 12 years. Like, I mean, you put it into perspective here, and it isn't easy to stay competitive even just to be a playoff team year in, year out, much less get to that level of trying to win a cup. And I think the Blues have put themselves at a point where they feel that they very much can compete with anybody in the West for a chance at the Stanley Cup final this year.
And, Kerbs, you can use this if you'd like, but you cannot win it if you're not in it. So you got to be in the playoffs for a chance. Feel free to use that at no point in
tonight's game. Well, listen, I talked to Jim Neal, who's the general manager of the Dallas Stars, the last time they were in town, and we had this conversation. I mean, here are the St. Louis Blues, who still could finish this season in either second place in the division. I mean, I guess in all reality, they could still finish first, but it's not likely. So more, very realistically, they can finish second in the division, third in the division, in the first wild card, or the second wild card. And that's a team that is right now sitting with a record of 40 wins, 27 losses, and 8 overtime or shootout losses in that mix, 88 points. It is hard to just even get into the playoffs. And when you're talking to general managers, they go, man, you know, you win the first two games of the season, you lose the next two games, and you're 2-2 after game 4, and you feel like you've just put your playoffs in jeopardy. The parity and the level of competition is nuts, and this is where the fun Twitter battle I've had just kind of getting people riled up because they can't see the forest through the trees here. But the Central Division has every team in the division at a points percentage of .500 or better. It's the only division in hockey that, so as bad as the Blues started, as bad as the Blackhawks started, as inconsistent as Minnesota has been over the course of the season. And don't forget, you had the top line in hockey there with Colorado, and even as inconsistent as they've been throughout the year, there's still a level of competition that has made it where it's the only division in hockey where every team at this point in time is 76 points or higher. It could be the only division in the National Hockey League where by the time the season ends, every single team is going to have 80 points or more. And when you have that, yeah, you're going to be pulled down from the ceiling a little bit because you've got a seventh-place team that can beat a first-place team in the Central Division. But the level of competition is just insane on a night-in, night-out basis.
And, Curbs, it seems like over the last week especially, what Doug Armstrong was trying to build was a team with depth where you could get scoring from a third or fourth line, and obviously it was an issue for a while. Do you think the depth is starting to show itself now?
Yeah, I think without a doubt it's starting to show itself now. The fact that you were able to get both Perron and Tarasenko back in the lineup, and it was pretty amazing to think of how long they went without David Perron and were as successful as they were. Then you had Tarasenko miss those 6 games. But the ability now to have Tarasenko on the right wing on one side, David Perron on the other, and that's slid Alexander Steen down to where his minutes are extremely manageable. He's very effective. He's really changed the identity even again of that fourth line. And then it's also allowed them to put Jaden Schwartz and adding that speed with Schwartz and putting him on the Sundqvist line with David Perron. It's created some real terrific depth. Now, I don't think that their scoring depth is as good as Tampa. I don't think that their scoring depth is as good as Las Vegas. I'm not even sure that it's as good as Winnipeg and Nashville. But they have enough depth that when the Blues have 13 players with 7 goals or more, they do have different lines that can chip in. And that's when the structure and the compete level really plays a difference for them. That's why they've been able to beat Nashville 4 times this year. So I think it's going to continue to get better, Martin, as guys like Thomas get more experience. Eventually, maybe a Kyrou comes up next season, plays. I don't know what happens to Fabry down the road. Obviously, Jaden Schwartz hasn't had a very good offensive season for him. We've seen Braden Schenn that could be better. I think Braden Schenn, I don't think he's typically that 70-point player, but on a deep team in the 60-point ranges there. I think there's another level for that depth, but it's definitely showing how effective the Blues can be when they spread that those minutes out and they spread those lines out.
And is Binnington back in net tonight?
Yeah, it looks as if, at least the way practice went, that Binnington is going to be back in net. Carl Gunnarsson, I missed the first part of Craig Berube's press conference, so I apologize for that. But Gunnarsson in the rushes look like he could be an option for it tonight. And the interesting thing about Binnington tonight, Martin, is he will play, obviously, all 4 games of this homestand. To me, this is a mini playoff series. And I think that this week, while I haven't had this chat yet with the coach, to me this week is about conditioning Jordan Binnington, because you're playing every other day. You played 4 games in 8 days. This is what a playoff series is going to look like. This is what a playoff series is going to be like. You're finishing this week off with great games against Tampa and Las Vegas. You're going to be a little bit fatigued, but you know you're going to have the battle, because if this was a playoff series, it would only be game 4. So I think that this week was all about not only, well, 2 things, really. The biggest one to me, conditioning for what it could be like in the playoffs for him. But then number 2, he's going to hit that 28th game played tonight for Jordan Binnington, and that means that he will be an unrestricted free agent next year rather than he will be a restricted free agent rather than an unrestricted free agent, and that makes all the difference in the world. So the Blues will have some controlled rights on him if he plays 30 minutes or more tonight for the contract scenario next season.
Jordan Binnington and Annette, Blues in Vegas, counting it down here. Playoffs just around the corner. And I guess, is there anything on your to-do list? By the way, David Solomon says Gunnarsson is back, according to David, on his way back from the rink. Anything on your to-do list, really, that you want to see over these next seven games that you haven't seen? I mean, it does seem like things have fallen into place here just in time.
Well, I think first and foremost, I think you want to see the team stay healthy and continue to get healthy. I'd like to see Joel Edmondson get back into this lineup here and get a few games in, because I think he could be an enormous piece of a playoff series, whether it be against Nashville, maybe down the road Winnipeg, if you get fortunate enough to win some series, or how that plays out. I think the other thing that I'd really like to see is more consistency on the power play. It doesn't mean that they've got to be scoring a bunch. I would just like to see better all-around play on the power play. The penalty killing's been fantastic. In the last 25 games, they've been 90%. But the power play's had its ups and downs. And when you have a good penalty kill, that means that you can play an aggressive style, which the Blues need to. If you have a good power play, you really inhibit the aggressiveness of your opponent, and that can be an important thing as well. So I think health and the power play are two things I'd really like to key in on here in the final seven games.
Curbs, have a great call. Good luck tonight.
Okay, Martin. Thanks, bud. Have a great day.
All right. Chris Kerber, voice of the Blues, checking in with us here. And those reports are brought to you by Petromart. Petromart, locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next. With 50 locations to serve you in a hurry, Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, hot and ready pizza, fresh fruit, fresh salads. Petromart has something for everyone. It's always prepared fresh, available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues. We're going to come back and talk to Charlie Tuna. A sad occasion, the passing of Kim Tucci, a St. Louis businessman who was a proponent of all things St. Louis, even got involved with the Sports Commission and things over at the Dome. We'll talk more about the life of Kim Tucci when we come back here on 590 The Fan. So does the pain, words are meaningless, unforgettable.